As we were thinking about different kinds of things in terms of what the ranch needs, some comments by other members, Dale, I think you had some ideas about the fencing around the ranch headquarters. Where exactly were you thinking?
Well, that's not...
You think
see, that's completely out of context.
That's number three!
He's talking about different fencing than you're thinking fencing.
Yeah.
He's talking about said, kind of fencing.
I said the crappy corrals that we have here and at the upper end are unusable. They're not Western. They're not what you'd expect to see on a cattle ranch.
I agree.
And I ask that Taylor drop a little deal and bid or work out some general ideas as to what would look good as a set of corrals here mm-hmm. and up the upper end.
Good.
Taylor and I know of a set of corrals that he actually worked on years ago. No question, when you see them, you say, wow.
Really?
It's done by the Forest Service. But that was my question. What would it cost to have get rid of the wire and the plastic crap out here?
Would it be also...
doesn't say anything at all about...
No, that's what I was asking.
What I've drawn up would actually encompass the whole ranch area, immediate ranch area. Here.
So it's the first thing that
you see.
The blend.
Where it's all blended together.
One of the things, we spend all of our time on little bitty things as a board. What if we... I would like to pass around a sheet of paper or have everybody consider if there was an increase or availability in the budget of $100,000, what would be our priorities on that? What do we really need at the ranch? And one of the things that I thought would be a nice set of corrals at the upper end and the lower end for practical cows and horses and llamas and whatever. And it would also be an image
atmosphere
that we
of the old West.
Yeah.
But up to date.
So that was kind of a start.
Excellent.
All of you may have other ideas, but none of us are sharing ideas as to where are we going with Deer Springs? And would $100,000 make a difference? Would $300,000 make a difference? Would $1 million make a difference? And, you know, if the decision is we don't need a dime and we're not going to change a thing, and we're happy with that, then that's one decision. I think it would be very interesting to find out our membership, what they do want. In addition to that, I think it's a major thing, a lot of these little items that we're talking about, are our owners today investors or users? And if somebody could determine that, you approach the whole problem very differently. If all of our members are investors, are our members owners, users, and it has changed over the years.
And, combination of
and where are we today, and what's the kind of the percentage split? Because the board then would make some decisions this way, you know, depending on what... I can't tell you whether they're users or investors, but they look at things differently. And I think if we knew what our clientele mix is, that we would look at things, you know, differently. So those are the two or three items that maybe the members would be delighted to think in terms of an assessment or a larger budget, and how large. And I don't think we can sit here and kind of guess what they may want, may not want. But there are ways of finding this out.
Are you suggesting that be part of something put on the agenda for the annual meeting? Because at that point, we can consider other ideas, like you were saying. I keep hearing from members, I wouldn't mind paying a special assessment to get some of these things done. I would not mind And I absolutely would encourage the increase in assessment dues of, I'll just throw a number out, $25, and what that would do in terms of the ranch and the upkeep and what we need to do. But as I say, that's something we looked at last year. It was on the agenda, and the members did agree at that point to have a special assessment if needed for specific types of projects that we needed to have done around here. So that's already, they already agreed to that. But I think we're at a point now where, as you said, we have a problem with getting good help due to the fact that we can't pay for that good help that we really want.
I say we can pay for the help, but we've got to earn, you know, we've got to do something. The present budget will not probably allow us to have the help or the equipment or the improvements that we need. So then somebody has to say, okay, how do we get from here to there?
Well, like I said, I think that is something that could be a good point of discussion at the annual meeting, because those people present, what's their input?
Proposal on how that's going to work.
I think if you just say, hey, we're going to now talk about this, I think, it's kind of a lost cause. I think there's got to be some...
Yeah, but we've kind of had some people say that we have some ideas and this and that. We'll propose something so we can sink our teeth into it. And we haven't
Let's
gotten
see
those proposals.
What this means to all of us, because obviously, like Grant and I are not interested in investment at all. We've invested a tremendous amount of our life for a place to live. Okay, even though it's only seasonal for me. But I mean, that's so we don't want to see that threatened. But then again, we don't want to see the ranch go to wayside. So we'd like to see what the proposals are and how they're going to affect
us. And I think you ought to stay right that middle ground. I think you wanted to invest.
I'm sure that's with all of us, but Kim, if you're the only one that wants to, you know, have nothing to happen, I think you still need to respect the vote of 200 other members that says we want to do something different.
You're right. Yes. But, and then that's our choice whether we live here or not.
Yes.
No matter what we've invested in it, but, you know, we still would like to, I mean, we would not go down easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're kind of operating in the dark.
Right. We're in the dark. We're talking about something we have no idea what's happening. Okay. So we need some very specific ideas on how this goes. You might find us supporting of it totally, you know. But we need to know what this means. What are
well,
we
Brent said
about?
He might actually support my idea if he knew what it was.
Right.
He said that all along.
We said
I can't even hold him still long enough to know. He's been here 3 years, never been in my office to find out what it is that I
We'd
think.
Like you to present that to the board.
Well, here's the thing. 2 years ago in November, I put together what I thought was a very impassioned plea for you as the president of the board to put together a master plan. Now, I've worked on master plans a lot. I understand how they work. There's never a master plan that is a finished product. It's always in
progress.
It's always a work in progress. And see, one of the worst parts, and I'll just speak real frankly, Dale, every single summer since I've been here, there's controversy. And everybody wonders what maneuver you're going to make and I'm just going to make this personal with me, to make my life worse. Meaning, what do you want to do that's going to bring more people here? Which, I don't mind the members coming. I don't mind the members' friends coming. I don't want to see every Tom, Dick, and Mary from across the country showing up here simply to enjoy Deer Springs Ranch, because then I can't enjoy Deer Springs Ranch the way I want to. Now, Larry and I had a discussion the other day. The Girl Scouts came out, that Girl Scout group came out, and Larry said to me, I said I was going over to visit Bob, and he says, hey, could you run by Lot 1 and see if they did anything to Lot 1? And I went over to Lot 1, and you know what, Dale? I wouldn't even known they were there. There wasn't a candy wrapper, there wasn't a gum wrapper, there was nothing. And you know what? Groups like that coming out here and enjoying this place, I don't have a problem with.
But some of the other groups...
I make this into a joke, but let's say the Hell's Angels. I don't want to bring the Hell's Angels out here, you know, because, you know, they'll rape, rob, pillage the countryside. But if we can attract reasonable, good people to come here, that they can get an experience from Deer Springs Ranch. It doesn't take away from our experience at Deer Springs Ranch. I'm willing. I want to work with you. I don't want to fight you. I didn't come out here to fight people. I came out here to enjoy this place. Dale, I every single morning, whether you believe this or not, I get up and I look at this place, and I'm outside every single sunrise, and I'm outside every single sunset, every single day of the year, because I enjoy this place. It's a beautiful place. It's a visionary. I have nothing. Whenever anybody asks me what I think about you personally, I always tell him he's a visionary. That's the one thing I honestly believe. But every single summer, there's some controversy. And most of the time, it's because we don't know what you're thinking. And
why would that be a controversy? What I'm thinking is immaterial. And what I'm thinking, how does that irritate or aggravate?
Because no one knows what your plan is.
But if that's the case, and you're not told, how does that hurt you?
Because we're all now trying to think, what is Dale going to do to destroy Deer Springs today?
No, why don't you change that and say, what is Dale going to do to greatly bless, enhance, and make Deer Springs better than it's ever been before?
And I asked you 2 years ago to do that very thing with the master plan and to incorporate everybody. It's like going to the dentist. I was lucky as a kid because the dentist that I went to, he never used Novocaine. So it was like you go in and he just yanked or whatever. Okay, so I have absolutely no fear of the dentist whatsoever. I know that going into the dentist is going to be, not painful compared to what my childhood experience was. So I'm not afraid of it. Here's the thing. Everybody's afraid of you. You control a great number of votes personally, family-wise, and the people who follow you. And so,
and you're very secretive about.
And you're extremely secretive about.
I don't want to fight with any of you.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, let's find out how we can strengthen each other, and move in a way to bless and improve Deer Springs.
Amen.
I'm 100% for it.
Okay.
And 100% for it.
And so what I'm suggesting to you as Dale Clarkson, controller of huge blocks of land, and as a board member, and as a member, and I think that that's one thing we all forget about you. You are a member,
yes.
Too. Okay. I say that you present to us a plan that not to us, not to me, not to, but in general, you present what is in your thoughts in the best interest of what Deer Springs is. And I've told you before, I'm a reasonable guy, and I'd like to think of both sides of it. But I get to the point now where I'm going, well, if it's, there are people out here who say, if it's Dale's idea, I'm against it. No matter how good it is.
But you won't dig into that to find out why they even said that. For instance, you said some girl, you couldn't remember who it was, said that my projects weren't any good 2 or 3 years ago, and that colored your thinking all this time.
No. What she told me was, it's a Dale Clarkson project, and she says, I know you, and I know Dale, and I know you guys are going to butt heads.
Not true.
Well.
Not true. And that's what I'd like to, that's the only reason to even bring this up now, is certainly not for argumentation.
Sure.
I think that there are some specific things that are so crystal clear that should be done at Deer Springs Ranch that we should get on with them. And that there are ways that we can do it, and quit trying to outguess or whatever's going to happen.
What you need to do is list those crystal clear ideas.
That's right. Let's do it.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Do it at the annual meeting. That's what I said.
No, it has to be done before the annual meeting.
I, 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 I,